72.
Derek, when we start a podcast, you can't just start talking and saying stuff.
What if we're podcasting and driving?
Yeah, I guess that would work too.
Is that against the law?
No, definitely not. What's up, guys? Here we are at the Romy Show. We are on our way, and hopefully we make it if Dirk can drive good. We're on our way to MegaCon Orlando 2018. It's Friday. It's first day of the con, and we're pretty excited. It's probably going to be the only dry weather that we have for the rest of the weekend. But yeah, I'm here with Dirk. Say hi, Dirk.
What's up, everyone?
So basically, this weekend, our main goal is to get content overload. Whatever that is, it doesn't matter. We just content overload. As I almost said overlord.
Well, that's what we're going to be this weekend. We're going to be content overlords.
Yeah. So basically, you know, photo shoots, get video, make some friends. See people that, you know, we haven't seen in a while, and, you know, just have a good dry weekend.
Yeah, dry weekends are hard to come by now, especially with Alberto, like, literally tickling the underscrotum of Florida right now. So, yeah, that's, like, creeping up on us this weekend.
Yeah, it's not a good... I mean, anybody that lives in Florida is probably very deficient on vitamin D. I know I felt it the other day. I was like, I am so tired and I'm just getting like yuck. So if you're a Floridian, take your vitamin D supplements or something right now, because the lack of sunlight that we're getting is,
oh my God,
it's pretty rough. I mean Dirk is pretty pale and any sunlight is bad for him. He said he got burnt from cutting the grass yesterday, right?
Yeah. Yeah, my shoulders and my neck are scorched, and then taking a hot shower didn't help either.
Yeah, he got that from vacuuming, so it was the it was the light from his house. Yeah, it's rough. It's a rough life for Dirk, but
I'm used to 25 watts, and then we put in incandescent 100 watts, and now I'm scorched.
and they're LEDs, which is even weirder. It's weirder. I don't understand.
Yeah, LEDs have UV rays. Didn't you know that?
I did, but I didn't know you were a vampire, Dirk. So MegaCon 2018 Orlando. We could safely say that MegaCon is the top five Eastern conventions on the east side of the United States. It's easily the top five. It could even creep up to the top three. What can you think of another, like, top three? Probably New York Comic Con would be number one.
Okay, so all right. We're talking Comic Con specifically, because you and I have gone to, like, different conventions of different, like, ranges, like especially Spooky Empire. I wouldn't call Spooky Empire a Comic-Con per se. That one's like a convention on its own.
Well, I'm just like referring, like, as far as attendance wise and numbers, comic convention. I mean, I know that Spooky Empire Orlando in October is pretty big, but we're comparing, you know, I think they're advertising 60,000 attendees at MegaCon.
Okay.
So I can't think of any other, like, other than New York Comic Con, and I think maybe, I think there's a Boston Comic Con that's pretty big.
Yeah, I think so. But, like, Eastern-wise, because I haven't been outside of the state to other conventions. You have?
Yeah.
Eastern-wise, I could put MegaCon in the top five.
Yeah, I think so, too. Now, we, and Dirk can attest to this, is that, you know, we do hold Spooky Empire in a special place in our hearts. Mm-hmm. We love Spooky Empire. And that, I think I would put that in the Comic-Con thing as well. It's definitely Spooky Empire is definitely one of the best conventions in Florida. That we can say for sure.
In Florida, yes. Because it's the only one that's done it. There have been so many, like, variations of Comic-Cons and, like, video game conventions. There's not a lot for, like, horror fans. So that's why, for me, like, Spooky Holtz is a special place, because it's the only one.
Exactly. So, yeah, guys, thank you for joining us for this little episode. We're going to be posting a new podcast throughout the weekend. And if you see us out there, say hello. This is Romy. And
this is Dirk.
Follow us on our social medias. If you don't know what they are, find us anyway. This is The Romy Show. Later.